And he came out of river there. And there, in Kantak Nagari, he took sannyas. After sannyas, you know, what became? He went to Puri. And from Puri, he returned to go to Vrindavan. In the way, he came to Navadvip. And when he came to Navadvip, all inhabitants of Navadvip began to come to take darshan of Sachinandan Gaudhari. Even dogs, even blind persons, they began to come. Anyhow, by boat, by here and there, they came. Mother also came, Sachimaya. But only one was not there. Who was? Vishnu. Why she could not come? Oh, this is the symptom of love and affection. Most dearest thing, if you will give up for Krishna, oh, this is the symptom that you have some love and affection. So Vishnupriya was not there. All can come but she. And what she was doing there? Weeping, weeping. How? She was more detached from worldly things than even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How she used to maintain her life? She used to take some rice and counting them. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Washing them in her tears, water, and keeping. One by one, up till midday, awesome. And after them, it was going to cook. And she used to cook some vegetables. And she used to give it to Mother Sachi. And she used to offer to his deity Narayan. And after that, she used to take very little and he used to keep for anyhow to keep. Always doing what? Remembering the pastimes of Sachinandan. And his life is totally like Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna day and night. After some time, Mahaprabhu gave him anyhow a deity of nimb wood. And that is still anywhere in Navadvip here and there. She used to worship and talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Weeping bitterly and Mahaprabhu used to come. What she used to offer Mahaprabhu coming like Sachimaya. She also remembered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he used to come. He was bound to come by love and affection. So Sachimaya, Vishnu Priya is the birthday of Vishnu. So she is called Prema Bhakti herself, embodiment. If anyone wants to serve Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna, they should be like Vishnu Priya. So much renounced than anyone, even to Mahaprabhu also. He was renounced but not like this. He was always surrounded with so many bhakti, all there consoling. He was none to console. None to console. So, Vishnu Priya Devi ki. Also today is the birthday of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunandan Thakur. So, who will speak? Madhav Maharaj told the life history of Vishnu Priya Devi in the morning. What you told? So, you should speak something about Raghunath Das Goswami. Essence of this. No, Satyabhama. Yes. Radhika has come like Gadadhar. Sarup Damodar Raya Ramana has come like Lalita Vishakha. So no harm if Satyabhama comes in anyhow in Navadvip Leela. In the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the associates of Nrisimhadev, Ramchandra, all carnation come because he is inclusive to all. So no harm.
But in spite of it?
Huh?
In spite of it?
Yes, also. All can come. There is everything in Krishna. What is absurd? No, Vedanta Sutra. Thus, Tasmin Nachitta. All absurd things, impossible things, opposite even, they can be in Krishna, no how. So, Mahaprabhu is himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, no how. More louder?
We worship Vishnu Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the path of Ashana. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam for the sake of Artha.
In Archan Marga, we can serve Vishnu Priya and Mahaprabhu. And in Bhava Marga, Gaur Gadadhar. Go on.
Vantakalpaturubhyascha kripasindhubhye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaham. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
If you want to be devotee, pure devotee, you'll have to follow Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. We are not following. We want to follow, but we become weak. Like in the words of Gaur Govind Maharaj, Mr. Dog, Mr. Hog, Mr. Pig, like this. Some are camels, some are what? Tigers, bears, like so. We are like that. So, we should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. How he was rich, wealthy, he has so much position. He left everything for Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Oh Sachinandan Gaudhari. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, quickly went to Mahaprabhu. What taking? Nothing. Nothing. Anyhow, maintaining his life, whole life, he was so. He went to Vrindavan after departure of Mahaprabhu and his in Radha Kunda, and how he was. So you should tell some brief.
So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he was born into a very rich aristocratic family. His father and uncle, Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. So from his very early childhood, young Raghunath, he was blessed with very high sadhu sangha. Going to the house of his father was Haridas Thakur. Previously, Srila Gurudev has explained how Haridas Thakur, he would take young Raghunath on his lap and nourish him with very sweet Harikatha. Also, in his family, their priest, the guru, was Yadunandanacharya. Yadunandanacharya was a very intimate disciple of Sri Advaita Acharya. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had taken sannyas in Jagannath Puri and absorbed in ecstasy, he was on his way to Vrindavan. Then Lord Nityananda, he tricked him by having some young boys direct him on the path of the Ganges, having him think that was the Yamuna. Getting to, going along the bank of the Ganges, he saw Advaitacharya. And he asked Advaitacharya, "Oh, what are you doing in Vrindavan?" And Advaitacharya, he told him that, "Oh, wherever you are, that this is Vrindavan." And then he understood that Nittai had tricked him. So Advaitacharya took him to his house in Shantipur. And there, Raghunath Das, he was very, very young boy. And because he had this very intimate relationship with Advaitacharya through Yadunandanacharya, then he was able to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Daily, for 7 days, he would receive his Mahaprasad. Advaitacharya arranged that daily he would go and he'd render personal service and massage the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From that time, he had this very, very this spontaneous attraction to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was still a very, very small boy. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his way, he went to Jagannath Puri, and then he decided that he would go again to Vrindavan. Going to Vrindavan, he went through Shantipur a second time. And this time, Raghunath Das, he was now a teenage boy. And he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begging him that he wanted to leave his family situation and be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told him, "Oh, don't be a mad fellow. That now that you're still young and still immature in your bhakti, that wait till your bhakti matures. That you go home, you worship the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Externally, you perform your activities, but internally, worship the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And in due course of time, everything will be arranged." So, Raghunath Das, going home, but time and time again, he would try and escape to go and take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his father, he would have him caught. He had 5 guards guarding him, and they would even bind him. Even they married him to a very, very beautiful and chaste young lady. And though his mother was telling the father that, that we should get some means by which we should shackle Raghunath, and father said, "Look, that even he has a wife who is so beautiful and he has all opulences, but still he cannot be shackled." So by and by, Lord Nityananda, he was also traveling in the area, and he went to Panihati. At that time, Raghunath Das, he begged his father that to give him permission that he could go and take darshan of Lord Nityananda. Then, whilst Lord Nityananda was at Panihati, on the bank of the Ganges, he was sitting on a rock with thousands of devotees, and Raghunath Das, coming with some associates, he paid his obeisances from a distance. Then one of the associates of Lord Nityananda, he pointed out to Lord Nityananda that, there's Raghunath Das. And immediately, Lord Nityananda, he called to Raghunath Das, "Oh, you thief, you come here." And Raghunath Das, very meekly, he was brought to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, he benedicted him by placing his 2 lotus feet on his head. He told him, he said that you're a thief, that you're trying to achieve the 2 lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you should know that these 2 lotus feet, that they're my property. That no one can achieve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without coming through me. So Lord Nityananda here, he's teaching Guru Tattva. That if we want to achieve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we must first approach Gurudev. We must surrender to Sri Guru. Because Lord Nityananda, he's a Kanda Guru Tattva. He is the full manifestation of Gurudev. So without taking shelter of Guru, then we can never achieve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What to speak of achieving the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And to achieve the lotus feet of Gurudev, then we must always serve and honor all Vaishnavas. So here, Lord Nityananda, he's teaching this very valuable instruction. So to punish him, then he ordered him that he should have a chip rice festival and feed all the Vaishnavas. During the time of the feeding of prasad, then unbeknown to most of the devotees who were honoring prasadam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared. And between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went down the aisles of devotees, and they were also feeding each other from their chip rice. Then, afterwards, the devotees, they went to the place of Raghava Pandit. And there, Lord Raghunath Das, he made a plea through devotees to ask Lord Nityananda's mercy that he would be able to achieve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, Lord Nityananda, he told him, he said that you should know that all the obstacles to achieving the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that now they've been removed. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, or by the mercy of Guru, then all obstacles on the path of devotion, they become removed. And in due course, you'll be able to achieve those two lotus feet. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he'll put you under the care of Sarup Damodar, and you'll be known as Sarupera Raghu. So, very happily, Raghunath Das, he went back home, and he was attending to his duties. And one day, the family priest and his guru, Yadunandan Acharya, he was looking for the pujari for his temple. And he came to Raghunath Das asking. Raghunath Das, he says, no, I have not seen. And Yadunandan Acharya was going to go on looking for this priest. But Raghunath Das, he said, no, that you can go home, and I will look for him, and I'll find him, and I'll bring him back to the home so that he can worship the deities. So, previously, up to this point, the father of Raghunath Das, Govardhan Majumdar, he would keep very strict guard on Raghunath Das with about 5 to 7 people. But now these guards, seeing that Raghunath Das was with the guru, then they thought that, oh, so there's no problem, he's in safe hands. So, going to look for the priest, Raghunath Das now found himself by himself, and taking the opportunity, quickly he just ran through the forest road. He did not take the high road, but rather he went through the side road. And for 12 days, hardly taking any food, hardly taking any milk. In fact, only 3 of those 12 days, he took some milk from some farmers. And in due course, after 12 days, he reached Jagannathpuri. And there, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in due course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put Raghunath Das under the care.
Thank you. Gaur Pramanande. When he reached to Mahaprabhu, all the devotees were all there singing. So we should have it. Mahamantra. Without the mercy of Guru, you cannot have love and affection for Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first, Guru Kripa is essential. Guru Nishtha is the backbone of all kinds of bhakti. So when he received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, how quickly his all problems and everything quickly went on. And he left for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he left his home? We should be in house with father, mother, wife and husband, and we should do bhajan. Oh, that is one kind of bhajan. It cannot give love and affection for Krishna. One day you will have to give up all these things thoroughly. The symptom of bhakti that you are doing shramanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, you are chanting, remembering Krishna. First effect will be what? Vairagyam jnanam cha jaya dahaitukam. Renounce surely. Whether you are in worldly life or but if you are chanting seriously, perfectly, thus this renounce must come. We have heard about Guru Nanak. When he was young, his father told that we have a big shop. You should go to market and bring from nearby any big town and you should bring so many paraphernalia for that. And he went. He was going to the market. In the midway, he saw that all so many Vaishnavas, sadhu were there. There was no management of prasadam. So quickly he went to market and bought so many paraphernalia and make a mahotsav for them. And he has spent all the money for them. And he returned back to home empty-handed. Empty-handed. His father told him, where is ingredients? All these things that I told, where is rice, where is dal, where is ghee, and where is all these things? I have done a good market. What? I have given all in the Vaishnavas, I have given it all. So I have done a very good market for my future life, for all. Because he has so much a strong belief in Krishna that if he will serve Krishna, Krishna will give up everything. But we have no same belief. We cannot give a price very, very hard. Only some are that they can give. But he gets everything. So, if Raghunath Das was chanting, remembering Krishna, brought up by Haridas Thakur, initiated by Jadunandan, some effect, good effect will come. What became? At once, of this detachment from world. Now Krishna is his father, Krishna is his mother, Krishna is everything. No? Everything. And this detachment came. And so much attachment to Krishna. All tattva came in his heart. And quickly he left his house. He left his beautiful wife. At that time his wife was universe even. He left. Very hard to be. His father, mother, he was only one son of his father. Father was too very wealthy, like king, but he came. And how? Not in the main road he was going. Hiding by village way anyhow. Not taking anything. Some murmura. Puff rice. Anyhow, some milk. From and anyhow he passed the way of 1 month in quickly in 12 days. There was no at that time rails and motors and anything else. No airplane, nothing. So quickly he ran away. No bath, nothing. Only running. And then he came in Jagannath Puri. Did not went to Jagannath to take darshan of Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra. He directly came to in the council of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Sarup Namodar, Raya Ramananda, and oh, so many were there. Anyone told that, Raghunath has come. Raghunath. He quickly embraced him. Raghunath, we have come from the stool. What? Ditch of a stool. Once Mahaprabhu told that he should return back to home, now he is telling that all worldly life is like a stool and anyhow Krishna has this. Is so merciful Krishna that you came from that house. And he gave it to in the hands of Sarupdham. Thus he began a transcendental life. Always hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Namodar, Raup Goswami and all others. Like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Bakreshwar Pandit, Gopal Guru and all others were there. Haridas Thakur. And then what became? You should speak something. How he came in Vrindavan. His life is like a jewel in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Krishna Das Goswami has. What he has written in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he heard all these things from the mouth of Raghunath Das Goswami. everything. And then he wrote. You should try to remember his life. A power will come in you. And you can be a devotee's life. Whether you are in worldly life or renounced life. But we try to be like. We cannot be, but we should pray. To Nityananda Prabhu. Go on.
As we heard from Sripad Ashram Maharaj, how Raghunath, at that time, later to be known as Raghunath Das Goswami, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. And when he came, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seated and he was surrounded with all his intimate principal associates. There, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu referred to him, as we heard from Srila Gurudev, that, O Raghunath, Krishna is causelessly merciful. His mercy is very powerful. How powerful? That his mercy has taken you out from the well of stool. And he also referred to his mother and his father, especially, as Vaishnava Pray. His mother, his father, they were related to Sri Nilambar Chakravarti as brothers. They used to respect him and he used to give them affection as his brother. So Mahaprabhu, having that relationship, he took that opportunity to speak these words in a more lighter, but giving a very deep and significant meaning to Raghunath. He told them, although his fathers, they were always very kind and affectionate and all the brahmanas, and they used to serve Vaishnavas in so many ways, but in their hearts, they did not have true love and motivation for the lotus feet of Krishna. Only externally, from their wealth, they were trying to be services. So this is very, very good that you have come here and you have the opportunity to now devote yourself 100% in the service of Krishna. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Govinda that since Raghunath has been traveling all these days without eating anything, without even taking bath, so he was in a very, very shabby condition. So Mahaprabhu told Govinda to take care of him. He then told Raghunath to go to the ocean, take bath, then go to take darshans of Lord Jagannath, and then come and honor prasadam. And Raghunath, he exactly followed the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, when he came after taking darshans from Lord temple of Lord Jagannath, Govind, who is the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered him the remnants of Lord Mahaprasad, and Raghunath took it. Now, he was staying under the care of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he was known as Swarupir Raghu, because Mahaprabhu had another two associates known by the name of Raghunath. So now, to identify Raghunath, this one, so that easily they can understand who we are referring to, he was named as Swarupir Raghu, Raghu of Swarup. Raghunath, he accepted the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasad from Govind for 5 days only. And then from 6th day onwards, he stopped taking that. Instead,
but he used to tell also what became of his father and mother and how they sent a Brahmin and some coins.
Then Raghunath, from 6th day onwards, he started begging alms at the door of Sri Jagannath Temple, Singha Dwar. This is very common that...
It is after that, first that.
So, in the meantime, what happened was, Shivananda Sen, he came to Jagannath Puri with all the other devotees, and he told Raghunath that when Raghunath had left home and he was coming to Jagannath Puri, his father had attempted to again capture him. So he had sent his men after him. And all these men who were looking after Raghunath, but actually couldn't locate him because he was going through all these jungles and villages and not following the highway path, they came and met this party at Shankara with Shivananda Sen. So they requested Shivananda Sen to hand over Raghunath because his father is worried about him. But Shivananda Sen told that actually Raghunath never came with us. We don't know where he is. So the party went back. So when Shivananda reported this to Raghunath, and then later when Shivananda went back to his place, he gave all this information about Raghunath to his father through a messenger. His father had sent a messenger to Shivananda Sen inquiring if Raghunath had arrived in Puri. And he said yes, now he is under the care of Swarup Damodar and he is living a very, very detached life. And he described how austere Raghunath Goswami was. He hardly used to eat anything and all day long only completely absorbed in meditation and serving the orders of his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serving Sri Radha Krishna in his heart. Hardly he takes any sleep and he is wearing just one piece of cloth and that is also teared from so many places. So when his father, he heard that Raghunath was living in such austere condition, who is actually had lived all this life under their care as a prince, how difficult it would be for Raghunath. So his father was feeling so much pain for his son. So he sent some men, four brahmanas and lot of gold coins with them to Puri. But when they came to Shivananda Sen, Shivananda Sen said that if you go by yourself, then Raghunath will not accept anything from you. So you should wait and when next time I go to Jagannath Puri, you come along with me. So they waited for a few months and then again when Shivananda Sen came to Puri with all the devotees from Gaurdesh, these four brahmanas and all the gold coins which his father had sent for Raghunath was given to Raghunath. But what did Raghunath actually do? He did not accept it that at all. Instead, what he did, he used to take just the little amount of money so that he can invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu twice a month for Mahaprasad. And that he continued doing for about 2 years. Every month for 2 days he would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this prasad. But other than that, he did not accept it, even a single coin from those brahmanas. So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami was so much renunciate. Then what happened? After 2 years, he also stopped giving that invitation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Mahaprasad. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Swarup Damodar that, "Oh Swarup, why Raghunath is no more giving me invitation for Mahaprasad?" And Swarup Damodar said that he is thinking in his heart that, "Oh, actually I am doing this, but I can feel that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not pleased from his heart, from within. By doing this, I am not also feeling a great joy. Actually, all I am gaining is lot of fame, pratishtha. So I know the Lord is not pleased from within. Why? Because the money which is coming from a karmi, those who are materialistic person, is not pure. And any utilization of that pure money can never give us any purity, cannot clean us. Instead, our heart will become more and more contaminated." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was so much pleased. "Yes, this is good. I was doing it because I wanted that he should not feel hurt. I did not want it to hurt his sentiments. But now he has realized what? Vishayid anna khaile malin hoy man nahi Krishna smaran. That those who are following this path and those who want to remember Krishna always, continuously, what they should do, by all means, especially those who have taken up to the renounced order of life, they should not eat any food which is coming from the materialistic people's money. Why? Because this money is contaminated with their so many fruitive desires. They may give a gesture that we want to serve the Vaishnavas, but within their heart, they have deep-rooted desires for their self-interest. So all the reaction of those desires will come along with that money. So this money will now contaminate the mind, and such a mind cannot think of Krishna, cannot remember Krishna.
If you eat anything from Mayavadi, after some days you will be Mayavadi. If any prostitute, by that business, she will give to you and you will take and eat anything from that money, oh, you will be lusty. you are bound to be lusty. So Mahaprabhu rejected, and also Raghunath Das. Don't take all these things from any bad person, and don't give it to Thakurji also. Be careful if you want to be a pure devotee. Go on.
Then what happened next? Raghunath, he also stopped taking prasad standing at Singhadwar. He did not beg any more alms from that place. Why? Because he felt, this is not good. Because I'm standing there and I'm waiting and I'm watching that, oh, this person who is coming from the temple, he will give me some alms, he will give me some prasad. Oh, maybe he's not giving, so this next person who is giving, he will give me prasad. So like this, I'm doing this, but actually, this is like prostitution. That's how a prostitute is looking one after another at different persons, that person will fulfill her desires or give her something, money or whatever. So Raghunath Das, he stopped doing begging alms also at Singhadwar, and instead, what did he do? He started taking the rice which comes out from the kitchen of Lord Jagannath Dev in the drain, the leftover rice. When they make huge cooking for Lord Jagannath, then after washing some rice, so much they cook, so much rice comes out in the drain. And then the cows, they eat that rice. But then there's some rice which is just lying in the water for so long and it becomes completely rotten, so that even cows do not take that. They cannot eat that rice. Raghunath, he used to take those grains of rice from the drain and bring them at his place, and he would wash them with water and just mix the little salt, and he would take that. This is how he used to live. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that now Raghunath had even stopped taking begging alms from there, and this is how he's maintaining his life, he felt even more pleased that now Raghunath is actually following so nicely and so strictly the order of the renounced order of life. This is how a renunciate should live his life. Why? Because he should not have any expectation from anyone except Krishna. Vairagi huya kare parapeksha, karya siddhi nae Krishna kare no peksha. Those who have accepted the renounced order of life, and for any of their needs, if they have any expectation for anyone in this world, then what will happen? Krishna will neglect them. And what will happen? Karya siddhi nae. Their goal will not be fulfilled. Their sadhana will not be perfected. And what will happen? They will deviate from their goal. So Mahaprabhu was very pleased. It is also said, Mahaprabhu bhakta madhye vairagya pradhan jaha lagi jaha dekhi tushtuhan gaura bhagavan. That among the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, renunciation is very prominent and very natural, because they are so much is absorbed in following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serving Sri Radha and Krishna inside heart, they are completely satisfied. So externally, that appears to be a great renunciation, which is very natural for these devotees. And that is why Sri Gaurachandra is so much pleased from his devotees. So this is how the sadhak has to focus, that he should absorb himself in the service, in the intimate service of the Lord, so that he can go on this path without getting affected from the onslaughts of the modes of nature and so many unfavorable circumstances. Then what happened? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. One day, Raghunath, he approached to Sri Damodar Goswami and he requested that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been very merciful upon me, and by his mercy, I am able to give up the householder life and have come here. But actually, I don't know what is my duty. Why he has done that to me and made me give up my householder life? I want to know what is my duty. What Lord wants me to do? How he wants me to engage myself? Then Sri Sarvabh Damodar Goswami, next day, he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him that Raghunath, he is requesting this inquiry from you. He wants to know what is his purpose, what is his goal of life. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he smiled and looked towards Raghunath and told him that I have already entrusted you in the care of Sarvabh Damodar Goswami, Sarvabh Damodar. And as much as he knows about sadhya and sadhan, I also even don't know. So you should take your instructions from him. He knows the details. I don't know that many details. But yet still, if you want to inquire from me, because you have love and affection for me, you have faith for me, so now here, I'm telling you these instructions, and then elaboration you can have from Sarup Damodar. And then Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, Gramme Varta na kohibe, Gramme Varta na shunibe, Bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na poribe. What this means? When
Amari Mano Dhaye Krishna Sadalabe, Braje Radha Krishna
Manase Koribe. In the first verse, he's saying,
very good, very important thing.
In the first line, he's saying, Gramme Varta na kohibe. Why this is so important for us? Because when we meet each other, which is very common even for all of us, from our waking up in the beginning of day and till our sleep in the night, we are meeting so many people. And what do? We inquire, how are you? How's your family? How's your health? How's your money? How's your work going on? And vice versa, we engage ourselves in these mundane topics. So Mahaprabhu is saying that Gramme Varta na kohibe, when you meet with people, then what you should do? You should not speak about mundane subject matters. And also you should not hear from them. What you should do instead? You should simply talk about Krishna, his pastimes of his devotees. That's how you will be able to purify yourself. And what you should do more? Bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na poribe. You should not dress yourself in a very luxuriant way, in a very, very decent manner. Why? Because by doing so, your identification with your body will become more and more solid and strong. You think, I'm this body, so I must spend 2 hours in front of the mirror decorating myself. Or I should have this combination of colors or this combination of colors. The color of my shoes should match the color of my tie, etc., etc., etc. But this is all useless because you're not this body. The reality is, as much as difference is there within your cloth and your body, the same difference is between your body and soul. So we should be actually looking to feed our soul, not our body. And bhalo na khaibe, do not eat palatable food. That is the biggest problem. We are all controlled by this tongue. And to satisfy the taste of this tongue, we can eat anything. We will not care to even consider that what food is really meant for me to eat or not eat. We can eat flesh, we can eat anything. They say we can eat anything which has 4 legs except table or a bed. So that means that all the animals, they are meant for our satisfaction. We should try to eat. But Mahaprabhu is saying, no, he's not even forbidding us from eating meat. But even if we claim to be vegetarians, so Mahaprabhu is saying, that is not enough. That's not adequate. What you should do? You should only honor Krishna Prasad. And again, furthermore, even on the name of Krishna Prasad, what shall I accept? Only the right quantity to maintain my life, to keep my body and soul together. I should not overeat on the name of Prasad. What will happen? I will not be able to control my senses. And again, within that also, I should just eat what, especially for a renunciate person, some shark, some sabji, spinach and vegetables. This is how he'll be able to purify his senses. Otherwise, he cannot. Then what more? He told Raghunath Das Goswami, he told, Amani Manad Huya Krishna Naam Sada Labibe. This is most important. The other two things, they are important, but they are pertaining to the external sadhan. They are not yet talking about the internal mood of a sadhak. What is the internal mood of a sadhak? Which is very important. He should be amani. He should not be desiring any name, fame or feeling of adoration. Whatever he is doing, if there is any mixture, even a taint, even a smell of a desire that, oh, how great I am, how nicely I am doing it, and see, so many people are following me, then everything will be ruined. This desire, Raghunath Das Goswami,